Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the CorporateCounsel.net. I'm here today with David Kalustian, who's Executive Vice President and partner of Sharon Merrill Associates. David's become one of my go-to persons on investor relations issues. And recently, Google created a recognized channel under Reg FD that's created a little bit of commentary, so I thought I'd circle with David and ask him a few questions. And the first question, David, is simply, what did Google recently do?
Google recently took a different approach to issuing its full quarterly financial results. Instead of issuing a news release over a paid wire service, the company issued what's called an advisory release, which notes that investors can access the company's full release on its corporate website. The advisory release also included a link to the full release. A few other companies have also used this approach. Google also went one step further and announced in their advisory release that they intend to, quote, make future announcements regarding its financial performance exclusively through its investor relations website. Now, that would indicate, at least, that they will forego even the advisory release next quarter and use their own website as a means for disclosure. Now, I should note that they did file an 8-K that meets full disclosure, and they have RSS feeds and probably a very large database of investors that have signed up through their website for email alerts.
For those companies out there that might consider following Google's lead, what issues should they analyze first?
Well, there are really two issues to think about when analyzing Google's approach. First, the advisory release, and second, the use of the corporate website as a means of disclosure. So with the advisory release, many companies are seeking to save money. Wire services is essentially charged by the word. So it's much less expensive to issue a simple paragraph over the wire service instead of paying for several pages of text, including an increasing amount of legal language and possibly four, five, six, or more financial tables. Now, the drawback that we hear from investors and analysts is that when they are pressed for time during the busy earnings season, they don't want to have to click through to another web page to get the information they're looking for. On the other hand, some investors really appreciate having access to the Excel table on the company's website rather than pulling it from a release. We also need to think about the media, other online outlets, and social media platforms that are receiving information from the paid wire services. So there is the potential for significantly less visibility of the news going that route. Now, the second issue is the use of the corporate website to satisfy disclosure. Now, in 2008, the SEC issued guidance related to using the web as a disclosure vehicle, and in that guidance, one of the key criteria for companies to be able to use their websites for disclosure is that the website needs to be a recognized distribution channel for information. So what might be good for Google in the eyes of the SEC might not be good for a much smaller company with a website that is not nearly as ubiquitous. Some companies have taken this guidance as a call to action to make their sites more of a destination for information. For example, some are incorporating more robust and timely Q&A sections, incorporating IR-related video, and providing automated methods for receiving company announcements such as email alerts and RSS feeds. Issuing an advisory release is a good way to draw investors to the company's corporate website where they would have access to more investor-related information. Now, keep in mind when thinking about these alternate approaches that the 8-K does satisfy disclosure. So if a company files their earnings release with the SEC, they're still covered under Reg FD, regardless of how they're disseminating the release. Now, if companies are going the advisory release route or using their website for disclosure, they should coordinate the filing of the 8-K so that that form of structured disclosure hits first or simultaneous with the other disclosure vehicles. Now, beyond the regulatory issues, though, companies should also think about looking at the use of the paid wire services as a way to broaden the visibility of their news releases, especially for smaller companies that just don't get that visibility.
So you mentioned that a few other companies actually preceded Google, so Google might, obviously isn't the only one who's done this. So what, do you foresee other companies following Google's lead since Google's such a high-profile company?
Well, this is an emerging trend, and we do expect more companies to follow Google's lead in using the advisory releases, although the use of the paid wire services to issue the full release will probably remain the standard of practice for the near term. And change also will probably proceed slowly in terms of the use of the web for disclosure. Companies will need to enhance their websites and include RSS feeds and email alerts, as I mentioned earlier, to make their sites more of a recognized distribution channel for information. And they also should be encouraging investors to sign up for email alerts and the news releases. With every release goes out, they should be encouraging this. The early adopters will most likely be large companies like Google that can best make the case that their sites meet the SEC's requirements for a disclosure channel. The one catalyst that could hasten the change would be more definitive guidance from the SEC. This is definitely one of the most talked about issues in IR right now, so stay tuned.
Great. Thanks very much, David. This has been good stuff.
Thanks, Brock.